when the president made a pronouncement that schools were going to reopen on the 30th of this month, it was based on the expert advice given by the technical committee so formed in the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, as well as from members of the National Ebola Response Team, in terms of making sure that every school that was used as a holding center, every school that was used as a treatment center, must be fumigated, to the point that every school must be equipped with toilet facilities, every school must have adequate water supply, etc. Because the purpose of the reopening is not just for educational purposes, but also to ensure that our students go to a safe environment whereby they will not have any psychological fear that they might be contracting the Ebola virus.
Abdullahi, could it be that perhaps the government was not ready in delivering to these schools all the materials needed for these schools to be ready to reopen?
Well, that was one of the reasons cited. The reason being, we already had working very closely with the Conference of Principals as well as the Council of Head Teachers and also the National Union of Sierra Leone Students. But above that, there is a technical committee, and the president even appointed a coordinator that is serving as a liaison person between the Ministry of Education as well as all the relevant stakeholders, including our development partners in the educational sector. So once they advised us that they are not that all yet ready, that is why government said, well, for us, we don't just want to hastily open schools. We want to make sure we open schools when everybody is on the same page with the learning environment, which is very crucial because we want to make sure we have isolation units. We have already, as a government, imported over 57,000 infrared thermometers so that we can give them to all the schools in this country and also to train teachers and make sure we have nurses on standby.
Your government has announced another Ebola lockdown, and I'm sure this is going to take place in some parts of Freetown. Is that correct?
It is going to be nationwide, but we have areas we call the hotspot, and this includes, as you rightly said, the western area that included Freetown. We are also concentrating more in Potloko, Bombali, and Cambia district in the north, because these are areas, even though like for today, we are enjoying the status of only recording one case for the rest of the country, yet still, we are making sure that we do it simultaneously in all the districts across the country.